healing from sickness, like you just get to be sick again or die eventually. You know, it's we're just prolonging the suffering. And I get it. It stinks to be sick and it stinks to have ailments. But if as Christians, that's our hope, is to get better today, like we're missing out.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not saying it very eloquently.
No, I don't think you're saying it very eloquently. I get torn about the fact that the Bible says living out your days is a blessing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he died old and full of years, and saw his children's children, and I think it's 144. I was reading this every day for a little bit, and then I kind of stopped. But
it is its own kind of blessing. I mean, yes, you get to see your children's children, if you have children.
Yeah. Rescue me, this is 144, rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners whose mouths speak lying words. That's the prayer we got right now, what we just saw, I think. And whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. They're not telling you the truth. Why? That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. That our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style. That our barns may be full, supplying all kind of produce. That our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields. That our oxen may be well laden. That there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is Jesus Christ. Now, like, that's fulfilled in Jesus Christ and his ascension, and the fact of the paradise which is to come is certainly where we will see that in its completion for all time and for all and in eternal present. But I don't think that means that it's not like that we're supposed to not want it now. Mm-hmm. I think we are. We're supposed to want it, understanding that we are sheep to be slaughtered as well. Mm-hmm. There's a tension there. But your point is, like, you know, why do I want to stay here so bad in this world that's this crazy? But again, then I flip back to it, you know, more and more, and this is from Proverbs and Psalms, I want to stay here to help the poor.
Right. Well, and that's what that is, that from the Psalter?
Psalm 144. Mm-hmm.
So that's what Psalm 144 is talking about. It's not about, I want to get better so that I can sit and eat Cheetos by myself.
The reason I want a full television barn with 10,000 cattle is so I can feed people.
Exactly.
Yeah. 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 And then in the mercy which is shown to the people, lead them to faithful reliance upon Christ their King, mm-hmm. as the one who will save us from this veil of tears, or shepherd us through the wilderness as one who provides manna in the wilderness, quail, and water from the rock. So, now all of that is what we're in right now in our own way. And the answer isn't like, well, I hope we die soon. If you die, then rejoice, you were taken. But the answer is, Lord, give me strong hands to serve. Yeah. Or I'm tired, I want to go home. You know, I mean, there is that too. And Elijah prays that. Mm-hmm. I'm tired, I want to go home.